A ribbon-cutting ceremony for a new public facility was held last week in downtown Ketchikan. The christening of the Stedman Thomas Neighborhood Loo attracted about 40 people on a sunny and windy morning. KRBD's Maria Dudzak was there for the dedication and official first flush.
With public restrooms few and far between in downtown Ketchikan, the much-needed facility was opened lightheartedly with plungers, poo cookies, and toilet paper for napkins on hand. Borough Transit Director Kyan Reeve says the state-of-the-art design is used in Portland, Oregon, and costs less than $100,000.
This bathroom is really quite high-tech. There's some, as you can see, the louvers on it allow for policing by the community. When you see more than one set of legs in there, you know that you probably need to call the authorities. The lighting itself is even a special anti-vein lighting. It's kind of a bluish color, the same color as your veins, making it hard to use illicit drugs in there.
Reeve says the facility is very sparse with only a toilet and hand sanitizer. The hand sanitizer is mounted outside the bathroom. He says this makes it easy to clean and eliminates the hotel effect. Reeve says a sink and mirror can attract people to stay. Reeve, Borough Mayor Dave Kiefer, and City Mayor Lou Williams III were among the speakers, along with Major Lonnie Upshaw of the Salvation Army. Mayor Kiefer was the first to speak.
People come to Ketchikan and they don't really ask about the bears, or the fish, or the rain. They ask a simple question. Anyone who has a business along this area knows what that question is. And now you can say, over there, we have one.
Mayor Kiefer, holding a golden plunger, cut the ribbon, officially opening the loo, and christened it with a ceremonial first flush. Public art was also revealed during the ceremony. Metalsmith Rich Stage created four plant hangers that are mounted at the top of two lamp posts on the bus shelter near the loo. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.